I'm Karen Given. Coming up next week on Only a Game, Bill Littlefield will be back with the story of Mac Brady, a young soccer goalie whose legacy lives on at Penn State. But now Charlie Pierce is here with the week's sports news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Karen.
We have two new champions to talk about, so I'm going to let you pick your own adventure. Which first, Penguins or Warriors?
Let's go to the Penguins
first.
All right. Because I was a big fan of the Nashville Predators, and I feel very, and they now know what having me as a fan feels like.
On Sunday, the Pittsburgh Penguins became the first NHL team to win back-to-back championships in almost two decades. So the question of the day is, were the Pens just better than the Preds, or was it all about Mario Lemieux and his lucky checkered blazer?
See, I don't buy that as a blazer. That's a houndstooth sport coat, okay? Blazers are blue, okay, as anybody who went to Catholic school will tell you. But I think it's more the fact that they have the best team in the league and are going to have the best team in the league next year, too.
A record 650,000 people showed up for Wednesday's parade, which is roughly 250,000 more than showed up last year. So that's a pretty big bandwagon, eh?
Yeah, and it's. I hope they're going to add another car to it because they're going to need it next year.
Charlie, I have a message for you and other Predators fans and players. It comes from a girl named Wrigley.
Hi, Preds. I'm sorry we didn't win. I know you said and I said too. But you shouldn't be sad, because you did great. I'm so proud of you. I love you guys. Go Preds!
Does Wrigley have it right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, she does.
Are you proud of the Preds,
I'm proud
too?
I'm proud of the Preds, too, yes. Well, that was just adorable. There's entirely too much adorable in hockey these days.
The Golden State Warriors made quick work of the Cleveland Cavaliers. They've now won two of the past three NBA titles, and the New York Times has declared them the villains of the NBA. Wait, I thought the Warriors were supposed to be the good guys.
Oh, this whole thing is this nonsense about why Kevin Durant went out there to win a championship. He went out there to win a championship to win a championship, and he did it. And this idea that he owes something to the other fans in the league, much less to the people in Oklahoma City, to stay where he was and be constantly frustrated by this team. I don't understand this part at all, but this seems to be the logic behind the story.
Warriors owner Joe Lacob says he's willing to do whatever it takes to hold on to Stephen Curry, who's up for a contract extension this offseason, which kind of makes me wonder if Steph's sitting at home thinking of ridiculous demands he could make just for the fun of it.
Well, considering he's eligible right now for a five-year, $205 million extension, I think Steph can let his imagination run a bit wild if he wants to.
The NCAA has suspended Louisville basketball coach Rick Pitino for 5 games for failing to notice that strippers were being offered to recruits during visits. The school will also lose scholarships and will vacate wins. Louisville is appealing, saying the punishments are too harsh. What says Judge Pierce?
I don't know. I mean, the people who should be shaking in their shoes right now, given the harshness of this particular decision, are the people at the University of North Carolina who are the next ones tied to the railroad tracks with this train coming down for that academic fraud scandal, which at least we know what to call. We don't know what to call. I mean, what do we call this? And of course, Louisville, in one of its replies, defended itself by saying that the prostitutes weren't that expensive.
Oh, good.
So this has really been a mess.
The annual congressional baseball game went on more or less as planned on Thursday. This was after Louisiana Republican Steve Scalise was shot on Wednesday morning during a practice. Nearly 25,000 people showed up to watch, and I understand you were watching it on TV.
I watched it on the live broadcast on C-SPAN, which is right up there with those years when public broadcasting used to broadcast Ivy League football on weekends. Cedric Richmond, by the way, a congressman from Louisiana, pitched and went 3-for-4 for the Democrats, who won 11-2. Cedric Richmond can deal, by the way, for a congressman. He really can.
The MMA and boxing worlds are abuzz now that there's finally a deal for a Conor McGregor-Floyd Mayweather fight, which, it should be pointed out, will be strictly boxing, no mixing of the martial arts, and that would seem to favor Mayweather. What do you think?
I think it probably will. I think McGregor probably will stand in there and go, if not the distance, very close to the distance. My instinct tells me it's going to be a big, fat disappointment. But the hype leading up to it is going to be extraordinary. It's going to be like WWE hype without a fixed outcome.
And finally, Charlie, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, that's a minor league baseball team, not a menu item, ran an interesting Father's Day promotion. On Thursday, they handed out free pregnancy tests, saying the tests will let the men know if they should return to the game on Father's Day Sunday. And just when you thought minor league baseball couldn't get any weirder.
Why didn't they hand these out on Mother's Day? You know, the fathers are liable to use it to stir the beer. This doesn't make any sense to me at all. Come on, Jacksonville, get with the program.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated from time to time, and he joins Bill each week on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.